What's going on, everyone? My name is Rob, formerly known as Everything NYG on Twitter. If you're here because of that, I appreciate it. If you're not, welcome to me, welcome to what I got going on, and welcome to my newly created podcast. I'm excited to have you here, and I'm excited for the people that have followed me for so long to hear me on a whole nother way and get to come on here with me and get to talk to the team they love so much. So just a little bit of background on me for an intro. My name's Rob, like I said, and I created my account Everything NYG when I was in high school. And I created it honestly for fun, man. When I started it, and I hit 500 followers, it was like the biggest day of my life. And you know, my whole life I played football. I've been dedicated to football, and career playing itself didn't go very well. So I decided to switch over to the business side of it and to interact with the fan base I love so much. And so many people I've met on here that ended up being so great to me and so close to me. And, you know, I've created so many big things, so many small things, you know, from a fantasy league with guys that I've met simply off Everything NYG, to just friends that I've met over the years, to going to my first game in New York, because I actually personally don't live in New York. My family is all from New York. I am from the South in North Carolina, but always been a Giants fan, grew up a Giants fan. And I mean, if you know me, one of the biggest Giants fans you ever meet. So for me, honestly, this podcast is going to give me an ability to get to more people worldwide. You know, on the Twitter by itself, I have people in Ireland, in the UK, all over the world that come to me for information and knowledge and just overall news about their favorite team. And for me, it's the most humbling thing to know that people put their trust in me and their faith in me, to know that I will do the best that I can do to continue to be credible and knowledgeable, and also myself. You know, throughout the people I've met, and my account itself is one of the top five biggest accounts on Twitter. And where I take the biggest for the Giants, and where I take the most pride in that, would be definitely that I do it myself. I'm the only one with the password. I'm the only one with the information of the account. And I built it from the ground up. And, you know, what I've always done on the account was I try to be myself. You know, a lot of times I'll come out and I'll be mad at the team just like you are. With the Odell Beckham trade, that was one of the worst days of a Giants fan in my entire life. And I raged a little bit. I posted two videos. If you've been following, you know, they ended up having almost 1 million views each. And it still haunts me to this day. It still haunts me. But, you know, that killed me, and that killed a lot of us. And it's just one of those things, man, that it's amazing. It's been a roller coaster. I started the account in 2015. And now I'm looking to build into a different segment and a different aspect and be able to interact with people more. You know, people have told me to make a podcast for so long, and I didn't really know how, and I didn't know why I would. I'm very busy in my life, as anyone else is, man, but I'm never too busy for the Giants and too busy for the people that have supported me from the beginning. And, you know, I've always said it's kind of generic, but I've always said, for me, this Twitter account means the world to me. And this podcast will too. You know, so many people put their faith in me and gave me a reason to continue to do what I do and wake up, and it sounds dumb, but wake up and talk to my sources and talk to my people and talk to my friends and get the best information that I can out there to provide the best content I can. And people that I've met and the support that I have is amazing. I mean, people talk to me like I'm something special, and honestly, I'm just a normal person, loves doing what I do. And you guys make it what it is for me. So I'm excited to give you guys a little something back and give you guys an opportunity to not only get your name out there, your social media out there, who you are out there. This is not just for me. This is not just for money. This is not just for recognition. This is for you guys. And I can't wait to make this something so special where every week and every show, I have a different Giants fan on here that can talk their side and talk their knowledge and be as excited as I am to reach completely new audience. So like I said, thank you so much for everything that you guys do to me. And if you're new here, thank you so much for stopping by. I promise you, I'm going to do the best I can to provide the best content I can and give you something excited to come here to. Every single time, there's a new one. One thing I promise you is there will be unfiltered content 24/7. I'm a very blunt person, and no matter what my status is or whatever it may be, I'm as mad as you are at the team and where we stand currently, and we will get into that. But regardless, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to me and listen to someone that you might not know or you might know very well talk a little bit about the team he loves more than anything in his life. So thank you again, and I can't say it enough, for being there, for listening, for supporting me, and honestly, hopefully, being on the show with me. I can't wait to talk to you guys. I can't wait to talk to you, and I can't wait to continue to build this and grow this, and hopefully, one day, join the ranks way up there with everyone else, because I promise you, if you're here now, whenever that time does come, I'm taking you with me. So thank you so much for being a part of this, and I will talk to you guys super soon.